Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. We are very happy that you have tuned in today to spend this special hour with us as we explore consciousness and we explore this journey, this spiritual journey called life. Spirituality 101 represents that spiritual course that we should have been offered in college. It's the missing college course, and we are here to help you to become more enlightened. We are here to support your journey. We are here to nurture you with spiritual food. And we are here to help you along your way and your journey so that your consciousness may expand and that you may grow in the knowledge that you are a magical piece of the universe functioning here on Earth as it was required above. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Our topic today I am teaching. And the topic for today is color, sound, and healing. It's one of my favorite topics because, you see, I was born with the gift of spiritual sight. And particularly when I was a child and did not understand that it was a phenomenon, I enjoyed the magic of observing the human aura. I enjoyed the magic of observing the electrical field of color that surrounds every living species. And it was truly a magical world to live in and to grow up in. And it was not until I was 12 years of age that it really hit my consciousness that I was perhaps seeing the world from a unique perspective that perhaps even my parents could not. And so this notion of the way color and sound is kind of intertwined and the wonderful opportunities that this duo brings to us in terms of healing is something that I take every opportunity I can get to talk about. So today we are going to talk about color and we're going to talk about sound and how we can consciously begin to use this combination, to which I would add movement, to bring about wholeness, to bring about balance, to raise our consciousness, and to allow us to live more fully in spirit than we might be living right now. So let's start, first of all, with a definition of color. What is color? Color is a unique phase of our experience here on Earth. It's a part of the propensity that is light. And it begins with white light. Inherent in white light are all the colors of the spectrum. And today we are going to look at the colors and we will examine what those colors represent. And there are two words that I want to introduce right up front at the beginning of this class. And the first word is aura, A-U-R-A. That is the frequency and the electromagnetic field that surrounds every single living cell. It is a concoction of color. It is tied to mathematical symbols. It is also tied to our numeric system. And when you look at the auric field, for example, of a human, what you are looking at is marvelous, brilliant colors entwining and interacting with each other. And when we are involved in very, very, very spiritual things, or we're listening to beautiful music, or we are perhaps bringing forth something that we feel very strongly about, when we are in the service mode, the auric field literally lights up. It becomes a whole lot more enhanced. The brilliance of the light is almost blinding. And you watch this interaction of colors as they interact with mathematical symbols and gives you kind of the basis of what life is all about. So that's the first word I want to share with you, because you will hear me talk about the aura and how color and sound establishes itself in the human aura. The other word I want to offer to you is chakras. And I'm sure many of you listening to my voice already know about the chakra system. There are seven spiritual centers within our spiritual field. And in these seven spiritual centers is where energy and magic and spirituality flows so that it can support our spiritual journey called life. We take in energy from the earth, from the soles of our feet. And if you have sight, you can watch that energy enter from the sole of the feet, move through the seven chakras and come out the crown of the head. We also take energy in from the crown of the head. And so you also watch energy as it flows magically in from the crown of the head, goes all the way through the soles of the feet and hold us and anchor us in the earth to keep us here very balanced. So we have two new words, aura, and we have the chakra system. Now, when we're dealing with color, we're dealing with red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, pink, magenta, white, and gold. And believe it or not, every single color is tied to a peculiar note in our audible or our sound system. And so let's go through it. Red rises from the base chakra, and it is aligned to the chord C. Orange is aligned to the D chord, and it brings, well, when you see it in the aura, it speaks of optimism, creativity, insight, and all that wonderful stuff that makes us a whole lot more spiritual. Orange is tied to D, and it is also expressed more fully through the sacral chakra. The color yellow is tied to the chord of E, and it brings to us, or when we see it in the auric field, happiness and power and knowledge. And it is attached, or it can be seen flowing through the solar plexus. Green is that amazing color that brings healing. But a lot of people don't recognize that green is really tied to the heart. And it brings healing, and it is tied to the F key. And it brings growth, it brings balance, and it brings healing at multiple levels. The color blue is tied to the chord of G, and it brings creativity. It allows us to express ourselves at multiple levels, and it brings peace of mind. And it is expressed most powerfully through the throat chakra. The color violet, which is a very powerful color, is tied to the chord B, and it brings a tremendous amount of spirituality. It has transforming and purification attributes. And when we are looking at the aura, or when we are engaging in activities that enhance violet, or when we even wear violet, we begin to become evolved at a much more spiritual level, and transformation becomes a little bit easier. The color pink, which brings unconditional love. It brings with it warmth, and it enhances our ability to be very caring. Magenta brings to us deep, deep compassion. And white, of course, is a synthesis of all colors and therefore brings to us purity and illumination. And gold, which is one of my favorite, brings wisdom and exaltation. So that you can see that our colors, or the colors, the spectrum of colors that we can perceive with the naked eyes, are tied to the seven chords that represent sound, the seven notes that allow us to create music. And of course, we know that inherent in nature is the magical, natural sounds of the ocean and the wind and the rustling of trees and beautiful natural songs that one creates. And all of these lead to a tremendous amount of healing as they register on various sections of the spectrum. Now, how can we, in this human experience, use this information that we've come to know about the color, about the notes, and about the propensity that the combination of color and sound brings to us in our growth, in our striving for spiritual growth? I want to remind you that all music, all sound, when it is put together, is rhythmic. All of life is rhythm. We come into the world, we are conceived in rhythm. We grow inside the womb in the swish, 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 swish of water and the magical songs of the heartbeat on the inside and an orchestration of songs on the inside. And at the moment of birth, we come out very rhythmically. And as soon as we enter the Earth's atmosphere, it is required of us that we pick up this rhythmic expression and begin the dance of life, which includes learning to walk, to talk, and all the basic attributes. So if we acknowledge that all life is rhythm, all life is vibration, then you can begin to understand that any time we seek to lift the depths of our vibration, we are in fact not only honoring who we are as spirit, but we're also ensuring that we can express at higher levels. As spirits roaming the earth, it's our responsibility to do just that. Don't go away. Right back with this subject of the healing properties of color and sound. It's Reverend Norma.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from my modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are examining the mighty powerful topic of color and sound as a means of bringing forth healing, wholeness, and wellness. We started off by talking or giving a definition for color, and we talked a little bit about the spectrum of color as we can recognize it. Of course, you can understand that as you grow spiritually, as we grow spiritually and we begin to live more fully in the spirit, then we become aware of additional colors that traverse the universes. But for now, today, we will stick to those colors that we can recognize and work with through the naked eye. Let's take a look at sound and perhaps what its role is in our lives. Sound has the capacity to make us introspective, to force us to turn on the inside and perhaps do self-examination. There is sound in the world that is intended to make us quiet. There is sound in the world that will help us to reach greater levels of happiness. There is sound that is joyful. There is sound that will help us to express or to better experience the wide range of emotions that we experience here on Earth. Sound has the capacity to clear space. A natural sound, the sound of the ocean, the sound of water, the sound of the flow of a river, the sound perhaps of the wind rustling through the trees. Natural songs are endowed with this profound means of clearing space. So that when we find ourselves bogged down perhaps with blocked energy, when we find ourselves bogged down with too much of the resentment or the fear or whatever that negative emotion may be, we need to remember that if we are careful about selecting the sounds, because we live in a bubble of sounds in the world, sound kind of encases us and it's all around us and we're kind of like in the middle of it. Sound has the capacity to enter through the ear, through the pores of the skin, and travel along the waterways inside of the human body. And in traveling along the waterways, it touches every cell and every organ inside of the human body, and therefore has this amazing capacity, if the sound is supportive enough and of high velocity, to bring about change from the inside out. So let's look at what perhaps music does for us. Music that is rhythmic impacts our physical body quite profoundly. The melody inside of music that is well put together has the ability to touch our emotions and clear away foggy stuff and clear away some of those emotions that we perhaps want to hold on to. Harmony is very spiritual. And the more we listen to well-balanced, harmonious music, it's the more we can open up ourselves to being completely balanced and being allow ourselves to live more fully in spirit. And now drums, gongs, tambourines have got an amazing effect. Well-played drums have the ability to touch our spirits in some very, very deep ways. My granddaughter says I live in a musical bubble, and I think the child is correct because I listen to music all of the time. But one of the things that I particularly pay attention when I'm selecting music, I pay attention to drums, the patterns, the patterning that comes forth from the drums, because I understand the drums have the ability to touch my spirit in some very powerful ways and can lead me this way or that way. When I am down, I tend to reach for music as it have got very powerful and intricate drumming patterns. So drums have this effect of raising up the spirit and helping us to be able to manifest, that which we came here to manifest. Stringed instruments tend to calm the emotions. So you can see the power, for example, of musicians who've got a combination of really deep drumming patterns, deep, intricate drumming patterns that are moving right along with stringed instruments. Because the drums will bring the emotions to the top, and the stringed instruments have the ability of levering off those emotions and bringing them into a very calm state. The organ has the capacity to bring in the angelic forces. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this teaching, that growing up with the gift of sight really gave me some very different childhood experiences. But I would love to go to church on Sunday, because as soon as that organ's hand hit that organ, I could see the angels coming in. Every time, for example, we light a candle, as a child, I could watch when they lit the candles in church, I could watch the angels come in. When we light three candles consecutively, we tend to bring in archangels. And so as a child, I kind of lived in this magical world that was attached to the sound and its ability to impact the angelic world, and then the colors that came in with that sound. It's almost like the sound went out, and I can watch the colors that came in, because every note is attached to a color. So my childhood was really, really very rich with this combination of sound and color. How are you experiencing sound in your life? And to what extent have you stopped to pay attention perhaps to the fact that at different stages in our lives, we tend to reach for different pieces or different types of music? And there's a reason for that. Because particularly when we have started this walk inward, particularly when we have begun to live through our insight, listen to our inner voice, and pay attention to that which is coming out from the inside out. We tend to reach for different types of music because we are now being guided by the spirit. So pay attention to the music that draws you. Pay attention to those areas where you feel you need to do some work spiritually. Pay attention to what the different colors bring into your auric field. Pay attention to what the various notes represent and how you could perhaps heal a field of anger, how you could perhaps heal a field that needs to be forgiven. Because right along with the words of forgiveness, the prayers of forgiveness, is this powerful opportunity to be able to use sound and color in a very magical combination that will help you to release those emotions and lift those emotions that are already there, that are already positive, but can be taken to yet another level. I keep music stacked and piled in some very interesting ways. They're not at all classified the way most people do, because I use sound very effectively to help me through each and every day. So that when I come home, if I am feeling stressed, you will watch me reach for a music that has perhaps got a lot of stringed instruments in it, particularly music that carries violins in the background. If I come home and I am in a creative mood and I am trying or I'm working with something in a very creative way, I'll reach for perhaps drums and gongs, because drums and gongs will raise up my spirit, will take me more into my creativity and allow me to express that creativity very powerfully. So that I categorize music depending on what my spiritual journey is in the moment. I categorize music depending on what it is that I feel that I'm trying to learn. If I'm trying to learn to be more compassionate, then I would obviously want to reach for things magenta. I keep a little basket, and I've got stones in there, little stones in there, and there are various colors. And if I find that my experience in the moment may be rendering me less compassionate than I should be, and then I would tend to reach for that stone that carries magenta in it, and I will perhaps carry that stone with me, because I am now walking with a color, or I'm taking a color along with me that will help me to kind of open up that chakra and allow me to resonate more powerfully with compassion. What is the music in your life and in your library saying about you? Are you ready to make some changes? Is it time, perhaps, to put away some of the old music and reach for chords and notes, harmony that will take you to a higher level? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Reverend Norma.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
Urinary VMA detection is
front.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and you are listening to Spirituality 101, and I believe I have a caller. Her name is Brenda, and she's calling from Maryland. Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Reverend Norma.
Well, how are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Good. Good. What's the weather like?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful weather today.
Good.
Weather to be outdoors and enjoying the sunshine.
Wonderful.
I have a question. I was listening to you and going back to the chakras and talking about, you know, all the different colors. And I have a question, pondering in my heart. There isn't a black. You have red, yellow, green, blue, purple, white, violet.
And you're wondering where is black.
Yes, where is black? And then hold that thought. And the next question for you is, why is it that people wear three colors to funerals? And the three colors are, they wear black, they wear white, and they wear purple. Purple, some people call it violet, and some people call it lavender. So those are my two questions.
Well, the first question, black, I've always wondered that, too. When you study color, the ones that I just gave you are the ways they list them. And, of course, you know, white is a combination of all the colors. Hence the reason why I encourage people, if you're going to light a candle, light a white one, because as soon as you put that match to that white candle, every color of the spectrum comes forth. And as opposed to when you light a green one, then I watch you light maybe a colored candle. I want to say to them, you really need to run around and put a magenta one in there, a pink one in there, a blue one in there as well, to be able to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we study color, for some reason, the list that I gave you, that's the list we study. And I must really investigate why black is left out.
Okay.
Now, to answer your other question, why do people wear these very specific colors to funeral, black, white, purple. Could it be, I can't speak for everybody in the world, but could it be that these colors, in their opinion, best represent the emotions that they're experiencing?
Mm.
The grief and the loss?
Could be, because I love red. And I often wonder, that's one color, I had a red car, bright red car. I just love red. I can wear red every day because I say red is love, red is blood, red gives you energy, so all that. But that's one color, and even though red is the root chakra, because as you said, that's the grounding.
Yes.
That's what grounds us, is the red.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a color you see people wear to funerals. But I can believe that. I can believe it's the emotions that are being expressed in these colors.
And, of course, it's the resonance. When one attends a funeral, I speak from my own experience, one wants to be in the same resonance. You're there to bring comfort and to bring understanding to a family that is in grief.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that we would not wear red because red is expressive. It's vibrant. It's like shouting out.
Mm-hmm.
These people we've come to support are not at the place where they want to shout out. They mm-hmm. really want to be in that place of experiencing their grief and expressing grief. And so I suspect that is the reason why we don't wear red. Because when I think of red, I think of it as a vibrant color, and I'm expressing all my energy, and I want to get into happiness, and I want to get into joy, and I want to shout for joy. But that's not exactly the emotion I would take to a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
However, one of the things that a lot of people, thank you for your question, because it reminded me of this, I may have forgotten. A lot of people on the spiritual path are not as aware, and this is a whole other show, as that on this spiritual journey, one of the major goals is raising that red energy in the root chakra and moving it all the way through the root chakra, all the way to the crown of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does, of course, as you can imagine, it begins to energize. It brings that baseline energy. Because, you know, our sexuality is also the place through which our spirituality flows. A lot of people don't know that. It's the same journey. So when we can move that energy all the way through the chakras and it comes flowing up, that red energy comes flowing out the top of the head, we have certainly achieved one of the major goals of this journey, the spiritual journey called life.
And red is blood. So you're moving the blood through. You're purifying it, and you're moving it through the body.
You're moving it through a spiritual channel to allow it to resonate at a much higher level. This whole notion of color, you know, it's very, very fascinating. Because when one has sight and can see the human aura, some people marvel if you give them a message and it is in keeping with where they are. But some of us can see the auric field and the colors. Some of us can sense the colors in the auric field. And the colors and the vibrations and the notes that you feel in the auric field gives you the information. So when I may say to somebody, you are really experiencing deep sadness right now, and this might be a person who's prided themselves on masking it, and they look back at me and they go, well, how do you know that? Well, I could see it. I could sense it. I could see it in the colors. I could see the places where the red is being restricted, the yellow in the aura is being restricted and held back because these other tones, these overtones of other colors, particularly gray, begins to overshadow.
Mm-hmm. I remember probably about last year, there was a place that you could have gone and take a picture, and that picture would show you the colors in your auric field. I don't know if that is still being done. Do you know if that is still being done?
There is an auric camera. There is a camera that can capture the auric field, but the most powerful experience I have had of that is about approximately 20 years ago. I attended a conference on energy medicine in London. A number of us attended, and Valerie Hunt, God bless her soul, I must check her website to see what she's doing these days. Valerie Hunt was our keynote speaker, and she woke me up. I arrived for this conference absolutely tired and showed up just to hear the keynote address at the opening. And Valerie Hunt, she's a scientist who gave the keynote address, began the address. Isn't it amazing how some things just stay with you for the rest of your life? She began her address by saying, 21st century medicine will be about guided information systems shrouded in light, sound, and color. And she woke me up with that statement. I came wide awake. I'm like, wow. But Valerie Hunt was the very first person that created not just the ability to take a picture, but a moving video. She took video, this very special video camera, and she followed groups of people as they prayed, as they meditated, as they went about their everyday business, as they got involved in situations that frustrated them. And because this camera was so designed, you really were looking at the aura. And you begin to see how we allow other people's moods and the color that comes with their mood in the auric field to transfer into ours. Do you feel that?
Yes, and I just pulled up a website. You're right. She just pulled up a website while we were talking, and here it is. Yes. Yes, the science of human vibration, it's called. The science of human vibrations.
That's right.
Yes.
An absolutely amazing woman, and Brenda, you would relate to this. 22 years ago, when I met her, she looked me directly in the eye and she said, your mission on this earth is to transfer your vision into others. And I said to her, ma'am, I beg to differ. It's impossible to change the worldview of people or transfer your vision into them. And she said, it might be impossible for some other people, but it's quite possible for you.
Yes, she has all the pictures here. Yeah, yeah, that is really wonderful. I'll go ahead and let you go, and I'll go ahead and do some more research on her website, because what I just opened, it looks very fabulous.
Very fabulous.
Yes.
Very, she has to be. Wow. She's been doing this for several years.
Yes,
she's pioneered this whole field of vibrational medicine.
It's called Science and the Energy Field.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
You're quite welcome. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Brenda, and she had two very interesting questions and also reminded me of an old friend that I've got to look up who helped to guide my focus on, helped me to understand what it is that I had been seeing as a child and how best to interpret the colors and the sounds and the energy, as that is very foremost in the human energy field. I want to ask a question of you. What is your music IQ? How conscious are you of the colors and the spectrum of the universe all around you? How conscious of you of the healing element of a garden, of just walking through a garden or sitting in a garden? And how responsible are you in your choice of sound as that you surround yourself? Don't go away, we'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the first that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and our topic today is the healing qualities of sound and color. I want to read you a quotation from our modern-day philosopher, Deepak Chopra. He tells us that the body is held together by sound, and the presence of disease, indicates that some sounds have gone out of tune. Now, if we are even partially ready to accept these ideas, then we also have the responsibility of making some informed choices about the rhythm and the music and the sounds that we consume. I am beginning to embrace the concept that we should be as careful about the sounds we listen to as we are careful about selecting healthy products for a balanced and holistic life. What do you think about that? And to what extent are you aware that as human beings, the human body is held together by sound? If you, just as another perspective to that, at the moment of conception, that heartbeat is generated, and the heartbeat really is a drum. Every human being walks with a beating drum inside. We walk with a beating drum inside of us, and that drum beat continues until we leave. And when the drum is quietened, the physical life as we know it is over. Therefore, we have to become extremely aware of not only the rhythm of our heartbeat, but of the rhythm in which we walk and have our expression. And to understand that there are sounds in the universe, the more we expose ourselves to natural sounds, the sounds of the birds chirping, the sound of the wind through the trees, or we perhaps sit close to a body of water, as soon as we begin to take the opportunity to include that in our daily living, we begin to raise the vibration. And with the raising of the vibration, the colors in the aura become more profound. And we begin to resonate at some very high levels. So what are you listening to these days? Are you still stuck in the music of the 60s? Are you still stuck in the music of the 80s? How much growth have you put in place between the 60s and now? And to what extent are you upgrading the sounds that you walk with? I sometimes do a workshop called Music as Medicine, and we get the wonderful opportunity to listen to beautiful, glorious music and to relate what the instruments are, in fact, how the instruments are impacting our reality and our rhythmic frame and our rhythmic patterns. And we begin to look also in music as medicine, what the tones, the colors that the tones bring with them. So when you think, when you begin to think of, I need healing, I need balance, I need to get back into my natural divine rhythm, please also think or begin to embrace the concept as that sound, rhythm, and color are all tied together. It is the reason why the universe or the planet, on the planet, we have the amazing richness of the colors that come out of the earth. And begin to use the gardens around you. Begin to use nature. Because nature has a wonderful, wonderful way of transforming our fantasies and taking us back to the reality of our divinity. I want to pose a couple of questions so that you can take it with you as part of your homework assignment. I know I don't often give homework assignments, but I want to ask you to think on these things. Take an inventory of your music collection. Spend time familiarizing yourself with your listening patterns. What are those patterns? What are you listening to? How are those instruments impacting your consciousness? Which instruments draw you? Which instruments repel you? What kind of rhythms does your spirit relate to? Very important on this journey called, spiritual journey called life. I want you to take some time and research the wealth of information available to you in bookstores today on the subject of color and sound and healing. We are blessed in the 21st century to have bookstores that are absolutely full of information on every single spiritual topic we would like to investigate. So spend some time in the bookstores, spend some time on the internet, and open up a few websites and perhaps read a couple of articles that will give you more information on this amazing topic of how to use the combination of the natural colors and the natural sounds and how you as an individual can take responsibility for placing in your life the kinds of colors and the vibration of sound that you need to help you along the way. Several years ago, I did a workshop. And at that workshop, I had a participant who knew quite a great deal about music and was also very familiar with playing various instruments. She obviously loved music and had taken many courses in music appreciation. But when I asked her the question, which instrument most closely is aligned to the emotions that you're experiencing and the patterns of your life right now, she had to stop and think of that, and she said no one had ever asked her that question. She went away from the workshop and did some research and paid attention. You know, sometimes the greatest research we can do is turning inwards and paying attention to what's happening in our field. And when she called me back, she had quite a lot to report about what she had discovered, the ways in which certain instruments and certain rhythms and certain patterns were not only impacting her field, but was also very actively changing the field. So, before we close, I want to invite you to go explore someplace where you can be around crystals. Crystals have amazing properties, and crystals come in all colors and shapes. But when we're talking about impacting our energy field, crystals have this amazing potential to do that. They also come in all the colors of the rainbow. And so I would invite you to just go to a store where there are lots of crystals and just walk around in a meditative state and allow yourself to be drawn to crystals that carry certain properties that are aligned with the color scheme and the notes that we talked about at the beginning. Give a little attention how you pick out what you will wear. Because remember, once you clad yourself in the colors, you're also impacting your energy field. Be aware that dressing yourself is not just about fashion, but also about lending vibration or offering vibration into the chakras that will allow you to grow. Remember also, be gentle with yourself because you argued for your right to be here. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk next week.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.